Yeah, we've got a lot new at Expo this year. The New Holland Trade Center is all new. That's, well, it's 26,000 square feet of exhibit space that is occupying former parking lot. Not parking lot, actually, the former outdoor trade mall area. We're fortunate enough to be able to relocate the folks with the big equipment, some of them that were on that end, and it allowed us to basically create the biggest indoor space since the exhibition hall was put up in 1994.
Now, who will be in there? Just more basically of the commercial exhibitors that are like they you have in the exhibit hall?
Yeah, it's all commercial exhibitors in there, and it is a mixed bag, as mixed as the exhibition hall, as far as you know, we've got everything from equipment and forage to digester equipment, pharmaceutical feed companies. Everybody is in there, and there's it's about half of the space, half of the companies in there are brand new to the show, and the other half are some old favorites who you know made the move for a little different view or maybe to get a little bit more space.
So how many commercial exhibitors total here?
We have a record going right now. We're over 850 companies, and I expect there might still be another one or two that we find a way to squeeze in.
Now, we talked about this in the past, but it's always interesting, and that is how do you select, because you have a waiting list, how do you select who gets to come in?
Well, we try and take a look at it from the dairyman's perspective. You know, we want to, when we take a look at the applications, we research the companies as best we can to figure out what they really have and what they're bringing to the table as far as products and services. We don't want to, you know, it's not a flea market. We don't need any more retail. There's quite a few product categories that I would consider closed, barring any major innovation, just because if you've got if you've got 10 companies that are all out there with a parity product, it's not helping the producer make a decision at all. You know, the guys are coming out here, they want to see something new and exciting. They want to see the products and services that are going to make a difference on their operation and help them with their bottom line. And those are the ones that we're looking for. Those are the guys that were really able to push up that wait list.
And that's been kind of something that's been interesting to watch over the years is what was hot 10 years ago. You know, I think of computer feeders at one time were the hot item. And, you know, it is constantly an evolving science, isn't it?
It really is. And it's, you know, I've been, this is my 14th show now, and it's fun to watch that cycle go around. And you know, for me, even, it's a surprise every year as to what's going to be the hot items coming in and where are the technological advances. This year, for example, I was almost blindsided by the number of new forage companies, forage equipment, everything from bale wrappers to shredders and processors and equipment for packing silage. Just unbelievable, the number of new companies. And I, you know, there was a late push and was able to get a few of them in. You're going to see some brand new names, some brand new equipment out there that I haven't seen before.
Which you would think is kind of a mature industry. Apparently not, huh?
You sure would think so. But, you know, I've been saying that for years, Bob, about the TMRs.
Yeah.
You know, when I started this, the TMRs were all the rage, and then it really dipped out, and you had your old standbys that were doing it right, and then there's been a pulse of innovation in that field, too. I think we've got three brand-new companies this year that are rolling out new TMRs to the States.
What about, obviously, there's been a lot of mergers, acquisitions going on in the ag supply industry as a whole. That has got to affect your show to a degree.
Well, yes and no. I mean, when you've got old standby companies, and we see it mostly with pharmaceuticals because they don't go away. They just change brands. And, you know, we've seen that. You'll have two companies that will have 20 by 20s, and the next year, you know, they're together. They were purchased, merged, whatever. And maybe they'll work out of one 20 by 20 space. Maybe they've got a slightly larger space that they share between them. We find a way to make it work. With the equipment companies and feed companies, it can be a little bit more interesting. You know, the mergers and acquisitions aren't necessarily clean breaks, and sometimes you end up with stragglers. But we do what we can to make sure that everybody's happy and all of our exhibitors are still finding a good home.
Now, I know you've got some new services available online this year.
We do. I'm really, really pleased that that we're able to offer our new and improved website. And you know, people sometimes think, okay, everybody says they've got a new and improved website, but it's definitely worth taking a look at worldaireaexpo.com, especially in the line of our maps and our search functions with the exhibitor list. We've got something that's completely unique to World Dairy Expo. There isn't a trade show in the country that has what we have. And again, it was developed entirely from the perspective of the dairy producer that's looking for equipment and services. You can go to our website and let's say you're looking for cow mattresses. Instead of having to worry about what the name of that company is, you can type in mattress or mat or rubber or whatever keyword you think might be applicable, and you'll get a list of companies that fit that keyword selection. And not only will it tell you who it is, but it'll also give you the opportunity to go to their website or show you right on the map where they are. And while you're in those maps, they're interactive in a very unique way that you're able to just hover your mouse over any of the booths and it'll tell you exactly who's in there.
Make for a very good selection, or a very concentrated effort, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, it's definitely more work on our end, and it wasn't something that was really easy to put together. But it was what we were looking for, because we didn't want to do an app like so many other shows are doing, where you have basically there's one trade show format that they use for apps for all trade shows, and it doesn't have a lot of flexibility. We were looking for something that the producers could use on their smartphone, at the show, out in the field, or at home on the PC, no matter where they are, what the information is, the Expo website really is set up as a good resource for them.
Which is something, you go to a lot of shows. How many shows do you attend a year to basically glean information and look at what can be used to improve yours?
I've been, oh boy, it depends on the year, Bob. Sometimes, two, three, I think I went to about 8 different shows this year. Five of them that were in the top 20 as far as size. It's a lot of fun to go to shows that are outside of the ag industry to see what they're doing. There's a lot more to be learned once we get out of our comfort zone of the way that we do things in agriculture.
Talk a bit about the exhibitors. How many international? Has that profile changed over the years?
Know that we're at 29 countries this year, and the profile it's actually spread out. We're seeing some new countries that we haven't seen before, which is something I tell you every year. But we're finding that it really is more convenient for these guys to come to the U.S. to talk to producers from around the world rather than trying to hit shows all over the place. They can go to 20 different shows in 20 different countries, or they can come to the U.S. and see producers from 90 countries. And we really take the same tack with the international companies as we do with domestic. In order to get in here, they need to, they need to tell us why they need to be here. It's got to be a good product. It can't be just another parity product. I mean, certainly I've got probably 30 companies on the wait list that are from China that really don't have anything new to offer. And they're not going to get in just because they're from China. we try and certainly look for variety, and we're looking for where those new ideas are.
Well, and that's one of your challenges. You have to keep this fresh, so you do attract that visitor every year.
Exactly, and that we're proud of the fact that the companies come to Dairy Expo and they want to keep coming back. But at the same time, we've got to either find room or whether through attrition or through expansion, to be able to keep that magic number of new companies. And this year, with that expansion of the New Holland Trade Center, we're at more than 150 brand new companies to the show. Probably 50 are brand new to the U.S. or first time at a major dairy event.
Show hours?
Show hours 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, and bring your comfortable shoes. There's a lot to see and a lot to do this year.